Okay, so you know that awful feeling, right? Like in the pit of your stomach when your teenager is just, well, not themselves. Maybe they're withdrawn or more irritable than usual. And suddenly these words like anxiety and depression are being thrown around. And as a parent, you just want to help, but it can feel like you're trying to understand a whole different language.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of parents feel that way, that it's like they're just not speaking the same language as their teen anymore. And it
Exactly.
can be incredibly isolating.
So today we're going to dive into that, trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing today. We're aiming to bring some clarity to these really big feelings and introduce you to a resource right here in the DFW area that's doing some really great work supporting teens.
Right. We're looking at information from Bricolage Behavioral Health,
Yes.
a teen therapy center in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas.
That's right.
And we're going to explore their core beliefs about what helps teens thrive. And look at how they do group therapy and unpack some common ideas about what causes mental health challenges in the first place.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. You know, what we really want to do today is give parents some clarity and hope.
Yes.
If they're in the DFW region and they're trying to find the right kind of support for their kids, we
Exactly.
want to give them some concrete steps and some resources.
Absolutely. So, one of the things that struck me when looking at Bricolage's information was how they approach the causes of mental health struggles. I
Yeah.
feel like we often hear it's defective genes or a neurochemical imbalance, you
Yeah,
know,
right.
maybe faulty wiring.
Yep.
What's the reality of those ideas? What does the science actually say?
Well, it's really interesting because those biological factors definitely play a role in how we think and behave. But the idea that they are the single cause of mental health challenges is an oversimplification.
Right.
You know, you see all these headlines about the depression gene, right?
Yeah, I've seen those.
But it's so much more complex than that. No single gene, or even a specific combination of genes, has been definitively shown to cause any mental health disorder as we understand them. And a lot of those early studies that claim to pinpoint a gene haven't been replicated, and there were limitations with their designs. And if it were that straightforward, we'd probably be diagnosing these conditions with a blood test,
Makes sense.
you know, rather than having to understand someone's experiences and behaviors.
Okay, so it's not as simple as like inheriting a broken gene.
No, it's definitely not.
Okay, so what about this idea of neurochemical imbalances?
Yeah.
That comes up all the time, especially when talking about medications.
Right, especially with anxiety and depression.
Exactly.
This is a really important point because the whole idea of a correct amount of a specific brain chemical is, again, oversimplifying a very dynamic system.
Right.
Our brains operate on ranges of equilibrium, and these ranges are always changing based on what's happening in our lives. So the level of dopamine you need when you're stressed might be totally different from when you're relaxed.
That makes sense.
And even with SSRIs, which are often prescribed for serotonin, we're still figuring out exactly how they work.
Oh, wow.
Research, like in that Chemistry World article, suggests that for many people, SSRIs don't work much better than a placebo.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So while they can be helpful, it's more than just rebalancing brain chemicals, as it's sometimes presented.
That's really interesting. So, are there brain scans that can definitively identify a mental health disorder?
That's a common question, and unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay.
Just like with genes and neurochemicals, there's no brain scan or blood test that can diagnose a mental health disorder.
Really?
This is why the DSM focuses on clusters of symptoms, not a physical test. Brain scans, like fMRIs, show brain activity, but they can't tell us what's causing those patterns. We might see a pattern linked to anxiety, but that pattern could be a result of their experiences, not the root cause of the anxiety itself.
So scans show correlation, but not necessarily causation.
Exactly. And some clinics might advertise these scans as diagnostic tools, but the evidence isn't there.
So if it's not all about genes or these imbalances, what is Bricolage's core philosophy? What guides them?
Their core belief is in the possibility of healing and recovery for all teens facing mental health challenges.
I like that.
And this optimism is key to everything they do. They have a strength-based approach, meaning they find what a teen is good at and use that to help them overcome their challenges.
Makes sense.
They also focus on building life skills, those practical skills teens need, and they use evidence-based practices, stuff that research has shown to be effective.
So it's about more than just talking. It's about giving them tools.
Absolutely. They also have a functional approach.
Yeah.
Which means they look deeper than just a label like depression.
Okay.
They want to understand the why behind the struggle.
I like that.
Maybe it's past trauma, social skills issues, family problems. It's about finding those root causes.
So it's about the why, not just the what.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. And do they involve families in the process?
They're really big on involving families, understanding that teens don't exist in isolation.
Right.
They prioritize communication with families and include family therapy sessions.
That's really good to hear. So how does this philosophy actually play out in their therapy sessions?
This is where it gets really interesting. Bricolage does therapy differently. A lot of places use what they call round-robin talk therapy.
Okay.
Basically, the therapist talks to each teen individually in the group while the others watch.
Oh, I see.
Bricolage uses a whole group engagement approach. They know that bored kids don't make progress.
Makes sense.
So they make sure every teen actively participates the whole time. They use focus tasks, pair work, projects, role playing, to keep everyone involved.
So it's more interactive.
Way more. They also emphasize buy-in and self-directed goals.
Okay.
They get that teens are more invested if they're working towards their goals, not just goals set by adults.
Right.
They gave an example of a teen struggling with substance use.
Okay.
This teen might not want to quit using, but they might want to improve their grades.
I see.
Bricolage will work with them on the grades, while also exploring how substance use might be impacting that.
So they meet them where they are.
Exactly. It helps build the teen's own motivation for change.
That's really smart. So it's not just talking about problems, but working towards solutions the teen actually wants.
Exactly. And their therapy is very skills-based. Mm-hmm. They don't just talk about change. They teach teens how to make those changes.
So actual practical skills.
Yep. Things like emotional regulation, assertive communication, identifying triggers, reframing negative thoughts.
Like giving them a toolbox.
Yes. They gave a great example of a teen with ADHD who blurts out thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of saying, stop blurting, they teach a step-by-step process. Pause and think before speaking. Analyze the message and potential reactions. Then modify or withhold the comment.
Wow, so practical.
It's all about giving them concrete tools.
That's amazing. I can see how that would be so helpful for a teen with ADHD.
It aligns with the research on effective therapy. Bruce Wampold, who studies psychotherapy, says there are three key parts: a trusting relationship, a shared understanding of the problem, and agreed upon ways to create change.
Okay.
Bricolage really focuses on that last part, skill building, as the main driver of change.
So they're putting research into practice.
Exactly. They also focus on other aspects of well-being, like connections with family and friends, finding a sense of purpose, engaging in education or work, and physical health.
All those pieces are important. You mentioned their group therapy model. How does that whole group engagement thing work in a group?
Their group therapy is structured for maximum participation, minimal downtime. They use specific techniques to keep everyone involved. One is a questioning method with therapy mascots.
Okay.
Like stuffed animals. They ask a question to the group and then toss the mascot to someone to answer.
Oh, that's fun.
It keeps everyone engaged because they don't know who's next.
That's a really clever way to keep them on their toes.
It prevents that zoning out feeling you might remember from school.
Totally.
They also start each session with a clear objective and connect it to each teen's individual goals.
So everyone knows why they're there.
Right. They use multimedia, like videos or music, but with focus tasks to keep the teens actively engaged with the material.
Okay.
Even their check-in process is interactive, often involving small group discussions where teens can support each other and practice their communication skills.
So it's really building those social skills.
It's all about teens talking to and learning from each other in a safe space.
That sounds so much better than just sitting around listening to problems. It's active and engaging.
Exactly. They are also upfront that change is hard.
Right.
They compare it to breaking a habit. Our brains want to conserve energy, so new things feel uncomfortable. You might even feel worse before you feel better.
It's like going to the gym.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're sore before you see results.
That's a great analogy.
So parents need to understand it's not always a quick fix.
Right. That's why Bricolage celebrates small wins along with the big goals.
Those little victories.
Yes. Those small steps forward are so important for motivation.
Keeping the momentum going.
Absolutely.
So for parents in the DFW area who are listening and trying to navigate this with their own kids, what are the key things to remember about Bricolage?
Okay, so the main takeaways. Mental health challenges in teens are complex, not just some biological flaw. Focusing on the why, the underlying factors, and teaching practical skills are essential for lasting change. And Bricolage offers a really unique approach to teen therapy in the DFW area. They are in Flower Mound, Texas, and their number is 469-968-5700.
That's really good information. So there's a real option for parents here, something that goes beyond labels and empowers teens with skills.
Yes.
It's good to know this kind of support exists.
It really is.
It gives me hope.
Me too.
That healing and a brighter future are possible.
Absolutely.
So for any parent who's feeling lost or overwhelmed, don't give up.
Yes, there is help out there.
And maybe think about this. Instead of focusing on the labels, what skills would make the biggest difference for your child?
That's a great question.
What one small step can you take today to better understand what they're going through?
That's a great starting point.